The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertain you. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey, this is Zebra Kid Joey Janela, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast. Woo! Baby, yeah.
I have a small dick.
The fuck are you talking about?
Happy Saturday evening, everyone. This is Shining Wizards Kevin, bringing you a bonus edition, a special Saturday night edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, as you already know, for 5+ years, it's always wrestling talk and talk about wrestling as we go into our summer schedule, our summer lull, if you will. Tony's putting out single shows. I'm trying to put out as many as I can, but right after I listen to it, I hate it and delete it and don't send it to Tony. That's not going to be the case tonight. I am going to do a show. I don't know how long I'll go. Could be a half hour, could be an hour. I just put up some stuff on Facebook and Twitter. So if there's a response there about things that people want to talk about, I certainly will dive into it. But it's Saturday night. Who the fuck is home, on Twitter trolling and all that stuff? Everyone's out at the bar where I would like to be, and I will be very shortly. It is 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, so I have plenty of time to get out and get my drink on. I hope everyone had an amazing 4th of July. Tony put out a show on Tuesday. I have not listened to it yet. I actually haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and it's so ironic because I don't know if I mentioned this on the show. I probably have, but at the end of May, I got laid off on my day job. No complaints. It was, money issues. They had to let people go. No issues whatsoever. Great company called Grays, grays.com. If you want a free box code, you can let me know and I'll get you your first box free. But it's so weird though, because you would think that being laid off and not having a day job at the moment, I'd have all the time in the world to listen to these podcasts that I love. And it's true, I do have all the time in the world, but for some reason, when your mind isn't focused on listening to podcasts where it's not your part. Like when I was working, I had 8 hours a day sitting at a computer. 8 hours a day sitting at a computer where I could easily listen to three podcasts a day, depending on their length. And I was able to catch up on, this is where I started listening to Sturch's podcast again, Destruction 101. That's where I finally got back on the wagon for his shows, which are really good. But since I haven't been working, I kind of fell off. I fell off on all the network shows. I was listening religiously to, Nigel's, to the Neckbreakers, to the Inconclusives, to all the shows on the network. But now it's like, because I had from 9 o'clock in the morning to, you know, 6 o'clock in the evening to do nothing but obviously work, but listen to podcast. Now I wake up, and you know what? It's weird. I have stuff to do. You know, I do stuff around the house. And then when I have like the free moment, you know, it's Sports Center. It's, you know, you can watch the Michael Kay show on ESPN. It's going to the network. So it's like the audio aspect at work was so much more convenient for me. The audio content of podcasts was so much easier for me than the network. The network would be so distracting. Now that I'm home 8 hours a day, well, all the time really, it's just you want to be consumed by video. And it's weird how that shit works. Because now all I'm doing is binge watching, like I've said before, probably on the last show, I've been binge watching Monday Nitros. I've been binge watching Raws and SmackDowns from 2001. I've been binge watching Thunders. CPA has WrestlePro CPA has the Saturday nights downloaded, and I still have to reach out to him to get those. And I'll probably be seeing him on Thursday in Allentown, New Jersey for WrestlePro. Thank God, finally I could get back to the WrestlePro crew. The last two shows I missed with bachelor parties and weddings. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be bouncing all over the place like I always do. So it's so weird how that works. Because there were three podcasts other than the network Stablemates I would listen to religiously. Like legit, like every day. Like Monday when they came out, I'd be all about them. And they were Ryback and Pat Buck, Conversation with the Big Guy. There were Bruce Prichard's Something to Wrestle With. And then there was What Happened When with Tony Schiavone. And I love those shows. And now you just forget about them because you wake up and there's so much stuff to do around you. Like, so podcasts, like there's no commute for me to listen to them. I would have a half hour with traffic, probably an hour in traffic where I could pop on, Something to Wrestle or Conversation with the Big Guy. And it would just make so much easier. So actually, in actuality, with the commute to work and the commute back from work, including the 8 hours at work, I had all the time in the world to listen to as many Sam Roberts podcasts. I had all the time in the world to listen to all these shows. And now, while I still have the same amount of time, if not more, it's just weird how it's not where I go to. And I promise I will catch up on all the shows, especially shows of friends of ours, like Destruction 101 and all the shows on the network, and Pat's and Ryback's and even Bruce Prichard. So there's that. I guess that's my little monologue. No jokes in there, guys. And hey, listen, I don't care what anyone says. The fried chicken joke, the National Fried Chicken Day joke, was gold. If you don't follow me on, or if you're not friends with me on Facebook, you can find me at Kevin Joseph Garifo. On Twitter, at Kevin Garifo. Instagram, Shining Wizards Kevin. The podcast, at Wizards Podcast. On both Instagram and Twitter, but I still don't have the login information for Instagram. I forgot it. I lost it. I do not have it. But I tag all the posts that I make. I tag the podcast in, and I'm very hopeful that soon I'll be able to log back in and post some awesome pictures, especially like on the Throwback Thursdays and the Flashback Fridays, whatever the fuck those things are. They exist. They're things. I use them because it gives me an excuse to put myself over. You know what I'm saying? Post pictures of me and, you know, the biggest stars in the business. Now, we hope to get that back soon. And hopefully we'll be back. Again, the summer schedules is so brutal. I mean, not for me. I literally have all the time in the world to do the podcast. But I understand with Tony's work schedule and with Matt's work schedule and with Eddie's work schedule, it's totally tough. And we do. I've been getting feedback from certain people who miss us, all four of us in the studio, which of course is the ideal situation, but it's hard to see that happening again in the near future. So it'll end up probably being some sort of two or three man incarnation at some point soon. Hopefully by the fall, all four of us will be good to go for a full time return to the studio and bring you the best talk in professional wrestling and the biggest guests in professional wrestling. Let me take a sip of my drink right here. Yeah, I'm deviating from the norm, guys. Normally you hear me rave about Twisted Teas or Jameson's or Bud Lights. I'm doing a little Captain and Coke today. And I'll tell you why. This is a page straight out of Pat Buck and Ryback about what they talk about when they do the podcast, what they drink when they do the podcast. And I'll tell you why I have Captain and Coke. Because I was recently on a bachelor party where we went rafting up in the New York-Pennsylvania border, the Delaware Water Gap. And there was a bottle of Captain Morgan left over, and no one wanted it. So, hey, there it is. And Captain and Coke is a very underrated drink. I'm just gonna throw that out there right off the bat. It's delicious. It's like kind of like cream soda, but not really. It is fantastic. And so there's that. We'll get right into, we're going to do some fast lane predictions later on. Yes, obviously, I know it's Great Balls of Fire, but if you've listened to the show in the past, you know that every pay-per-view that is not, or I guess every network special now, that is not WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, or Survivor Series, is fast lane to the Shining Wizards. So I'm going to do that later. We'll touch on some of the news and notes of the week, especially stuff like Slammiversary and... I'll lead off with this. And I don't want to get into like Raw. I don't want to really talk about it. I know it was the go home to Fastlane, but it's really not what I want. I don't want to like just talk about stuff and what I thought about this and what I thought about that. Because it's like it's getting so old to me. It's getting so ridiculously old, and it's getting so upsetting to try to armchair book and try to do that. And I think I may have mentioned that on the last solo show. So I don't want to fall into that rut of doing that. But I will say that the one thing that, and again, Raw was 5 days ago. Hell, I don't know what I did this morning. So I don't really remember what the hell happened on Raw. But I do know one thing that sticks out in my head. It was the Enzo promo, the Enzo and Cass segment, which I thought was awesome. And I thought, Enzo was always a good promo, and he always will be a good promo. He was falling off in terms of, like, his shtick. He was trying too hard with it. Like, Road Dogg never had to try too hard. He was always just good. Like, Enzo tried, I think, a little too hard. But when he spoke from the heart on Monday, I thought that was amazing. And then to jump Cass in the back, showing that, hey, I'm a little guy, but I won't take no shit. Also awesome. So that's really all I'm going to say about Raw. The Samoa Joe, Brock stuff was good. Another pull-apart type deal. Samoa Joe showing no fear, which is something that we have never seen. I mean, we've seen it, but, like, Joe is a legitimate threat to Brock, even though we all know, I think. I'll leave that to the predictions part. So I love the Enzo and Cass stuff. If I do this a lot, I want, if you're listening, like, every time I go, in between, like, statements, count that and let me know a grand total. I'm going to set the over-under at 12. If I go over, let me know. If I go under, let me know. And then I'll figure something out to try to stop that, because it's tough, especially when you're doing a show by yourself. I didn't listen to Tony's. So, again, counts too, by the way. It's any vowel sound that I make that's not actually a word, that counts. So yeah, we have Raw. The big story, I guess that's not a big. Yeah, I'll go with the big story. The big story of Austin Aries being let go from WWE, apparently asking for his release. I didn't see it coming, but there was no like reason to see it coming. People were posting the article from Busted Open, or from Forbes quoting Busted Open. Our good friends, Dave LaGreca, Larry Dallas, and Bully Ray, former guest of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Two, actually. Actually, three. Larry's been on, too. So, yeah, listen to Busted Open. They're a great show. Apparently, you know, on that show, Austin Aries was complaining about needing a break, this and that, saying it could be 2 days, it could be this and that. And people are really, like, upset about this. And I guess rightfully so. Because, you know, Austin Aries is a guy that... Listen, I'm going to get this out of the way first. A lot of people, especially friends of mine, were saying all the dream matches that we could have seen, we're never going to get to see. I'm not sure we were ever going to see those dream matches anyway. I don't think we were ever going to see Austin Aries, AJ Styles. I don't think we were ever going to see Austin Aries, you know, Shinsuke Nakamura in WWE. I don't think we were going to see Cena, Austin Aries. I don't think we were going to see those. Unless down the road, 205 Live and the Cruiserweight division was completely obliterated and they didn't want to let go all those talents, yeah, Austin Aries probably would have been one of the guys they kept. So maybe in that case, we would have seen those. We would have seen those matches. But even then, I don't think we would have. Austin Aries, Dolph Ziggler. Austin Aries, Sami Zayn. And I don't know if that happened in NXT. I don't know if it did or not. But all these, I don't know if we were ever going to see these matches on the main roster with Austin Aries as long as 205 Live existed and as long as NXT existed, which obviously is not going anywhere. 205 Live, that could be a little suspect. But Austin Aries was a 39-year-old guy. Tremendous talent. Amazing talent. One of the best in the world, obviously. But you have to, like, keep in mind, and again, this is just me speaking from the outside looking in, and I hate, like, trying to sound like I know more than I do. I really don't. I have no clue. This is just what I get from watching their shows. They didn't have this in store for Austin Aries. He was there to develop and bolster developing brands. He was there to be the veteran presence in NXT, much like Bobby Roode is, even though Bobby Roode has probably excelled more as the champion. So it's like I put him as kind of like Chris Hero is now Austin Aries. Cassius Ohno is Austin Aries. Guys like Roderick Strong is Austin Aries. So, like, say it was Roderick Strong that was in before Austin Aries. Roderick Strong would have been the 205 Live guy, I think. Roderick Strong wouldn't have been the Shinsuke Nakamura who gets drafted to the main roster, or the Samoa Joe or the Kevin Owens who gets drafted to the main roster and are pushed to the moon, even though Nakamura hasn't. But he's not the Finn. And we'll get to Finn later. So while everyone is complaining about Austin Aries, listen, he wasn't happy. I mean, that's it. You don't ask for your release if you think that the sky is the limit for you in this company. He worked for WWE. He got what he wanted. He lived the dream that all professional wrestlers have, working for WWE. So don't cry for him. You could cry for the matches that you didn't see, but in my opinion, just my opinion, you were never going to see him anyway. Again, unless 205 Live was completely discontinued, like JBL's show on the network, you were never going to see those matches. So at 40 years old, yes, I know AJ Styles is 40 years old, and Austin Aries is probably just as good as athlete, if not, you know, I'm not going to say better, but probably just as good of an athlete as AJ Styles. But AJ Styles was a bigger star than Austin Aries. And that's just a fact. You could argue with me, and you could probably make a good case that Austin Aries was just a bigger star, but I don't think anyone really would make that argument. So it sucks to see Austin Aries go, but like, what was he going to do? Like, who was he going to work in that cruiserweight division? Who was he, like what feud, like, to be an undercard feud in an undercard division on an undercard network show, he might as well have asked to go back to NXT. That's my opinion. That's just like, because at least then he has the opportunity to work in front of, you can headline in front of, you know, pay-per-view style audiences and pay-per-view style shows. So, like, listen, he didn't ask to go back to NXT. He asked to be let go. So that either tells you that something's wrong injury-wise, or he just didn't want to be there anymore. Which, I mean, yeah, you can't get mad at him for that. And obviously WWE felt like they didn't either have enough to try to make him happy, or they just didn't care. So it's Austin Aries is gone again. So listen, he's going to be back on the indie scene, which is obviously like flourishing. We talk about that constantly on this show. We love independent wrestling on the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. So he's going to have chance. Hey, listen, maybe he goes and works Kenny Omega for the United States Championship. You know, maybe he goes and works PWG with new champion Chuck Taylor, which I'll get to. And I want to talk about the New Japan show from last week. I totally forgot about it yesterday. I'm like an asshole. And again, I'm going to be bouncing around from topic to topic, because when you're just one guy, you know, you control the show and you have the memory of a fruit fly, and you have ADD, and you don't know where you started, you don't know where you end, you don't know where you left off, and you don't know where you're going to go back to. So Austin Aries gone from WWE, and again, 40-year-old dude, who knows where he'll end up, but like I said, imagine, Austin Aries, Kenny Omega now. Now he's going to command, like, he always commanded a payday, let's not get that twisted, he always was an in-demand talent, but now, listen, he'll go, and if he wants to, he'll work Kenny Omega, he'll go German, he'll go everywhere, he's a made man, basically. So Slammiversary was this past Sunday night, which again I didn't watch because it's, dude, with WWE Network paying for pay per views seems so like obsolete and so not worth it. If that doesn't sound too insulting, I love it. I'm on board. Global Force, I'm on board. GFW Impact, I watch every week now, and it's not just because my friends are on it. It's because I truly. Enjoy the show. It's a change of pace. It's different now. And Congratulations to Impact Wrestling, because the show yesterday did its highest rating of 2017. And we're, what, a couple months into the new administration? So to do that is phenomenal, and I truly, truly do love Impact. I watched Impact on Thursday last night, or two nights ago. Yeah, two nights ago. I have no idea what day it is. And it's just a fun show. That's all you can really ask for. I don't know about that whole Swole Mates thing. I don't know if someone knows who the Swole Mates are. I didn't do my research on them. Just let me know, because I have no idea what the hell that is. But sorry, I was scratching my beard. Gotta shave this bad boy, by the way. It's getting kind of Wyatty. If that's a new adjective. When someone's creepy, I'm gonna call them Wyatty. So there's that. And yeah, also with the every time I say so, there's that. Let me know. So Impact, yeah, Impact, and the whole Del Rio and Lashley storyline with now that whole LAX involvement, I think is brilliant. And the spoilers have been out. I read them, but forgot them because booze. So that's gonna be a fun little tease to see if Alberto Del Rio ends up joining LAX. Got ice cubes in the Captain and Coke, so that's the clank you hear. If you can hear it at all, because I'm recording on my phone. So I don't even know if you can fucking hear all the shit that's going on. I turned the ceiling fan off because I thought that was going to interfere. I turned the AC off because I thought that was going to interfere. So basically, fuck, I turned the AC off but forgot to open the windows. It's going to be hot as shit in here in about 5 seconds. This is like, I hate the summer. It's like, today, like, I went to go take a dump. And, like, it's like poop with the lights off hot. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I hate the summer. It's like, when you can't, like, you keep the lights off when you poop because the fluorescent lights fucking make it even hotter than it needs to be. So, there's your summer tip, everyone. If you don't have air conditioning in your bathroom, leave the lights off when you poop. So, there we go. Speaking of Alberto Del Rio, man. You see him fucking blasting Triple H and the Usos, too? I guess because the Usos mentioned something about Xavier Woods and Paige and their rap battle. So that's just like challenging all three of them to come meet him at a restaurant to fight. Dude, that's why wrestling is fucking great. just shoot challenge three guys to come to your restaurant after SmackDown's over and just try, and then fight them. Fight all three of them. Freaking amazing. Oh, and I guess I'll talk a little bit about Impact. Apparently, new belts are going to be on the way. Some new Global Force belts are going to be delivered, which is always cool because me and Tony are super belt marks. So we always love when a new belt is on the horizon, and we're going to get a bunch of them. So that's going to be fun to see. See, here's the one question I have, though. And if you listen to this late, tweet at me at Kevin Garifo. The next gen belt is still a thing, right? Doesn't Cody Rhodes have that belt? So they're gonna is that the equivalent of the X Division? I don't know if it is. I guess the X Division belt doesn't need to be unified, but I guess it's just the World Championship, the Women's Championship, and the Tag Team Championships. If I didn't already say that, yeah, the World Women's Tag Team. So I guess they would have to be unified, but I don't know about this next gen belt that I thought Cody Rhodes had. So I don't know what's gonna happen with that, but it's always exciting to see debuts of new belts, and I can't wait because I like to critique and look at them and me and Tony, if we do a two man group, once they do debut, we'll probably do a whole show on the fucking belts. So that's Impact. The X Division thing with Sanjay Dutt. I was actually expecting him to lose to Loki, but he didn't. And now we have Trevor Lee back into the mix, who actually did a nice little promo at the end, just proclaiming that he was the new X Division champion, even though obviously that's not official. And something that I thought was going to be the end of a feud with this match with Borash and Josh Matthews. While I know Bruce Pritchard, you know, said on the show that they can't have any physical encounters, or they both get fired, and somehow the Pope would get fired too. I don't know how the fuck that works, but hey, Bruce Pritchard, dropping hammers all over the place. But from what I saw, they still bicker back and forth a little bit. on the show, especially, I mean, it could be just because it was the show after and they were kind of bragging to each other or complaining to each other about the match and how Abyss was involved. So I hope they kind of phase that out slowly. That's Impact. I did watch SmackDown. But honestly, I don't, other than the rap battle, nothing is really sticking out in my head. I know they did Lana and Naomi again, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, the pay-per-view is coming up. It's a Raw pay-per-view. But then there's Battleground, which I guess is going to be the Punjabi prison match. Guys, what the fuck, bro? Like, I get it. You got to make it important. You got to make the title seem important with a guy that you never expected to win the title in the first place. But we all kind of knew that this was going to probably come out. We all kind of knew that. Like, this match was going to be a thing again. And I don't remember enough about the structure. I remember what it looks like, but I don't remember how it plays into matches like a Hell in a Cell would or an Elimination Chamber would, where you could, like, jump off the pod or you could slow him through the glass or, you know, you can go on top of the cell if you get outside or even, like, a cage or a ladder match. I don't know how the prison for, I guess, whatever, the Punjabi prison, can be used as a weapon. I don't remember how it could be used as, like, a deterrent or anything like that, like a cage could or a cell could or the chamber could or even a ladder could. But Battleground, we have two pay-per-views coming up before SummerSlam. That's ridiculous. It's July 8th, and we have two more shows to get to before SummerSlam, which is an interbranded show, which means we'll have matches from both shows on SummerSlam. So you're going to get two shows before SummerSlam, which, if I'm not mistaken, because I got tickets to the SmackDown at Barclays Center on August 22nd, so SummerSlam is the 20th. So in less than like a month and a half, you have two more, I guess, network specials or pay-per-views, if you want to call them. Dude, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, that is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I can't really complain as a fan, because that's just more new content to watch. So, like, but it's like, as like an old school, like, guy, like a lot of you probably are, and the guys who are in their 30s or late 20s or even in their 40s, or even if you listen to this in your 50s and 60s, thank you the fuck much, because that's amazing. I would like to know who our oldest listener is. I would love to know that. Who is the oldest regular listener of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast? Maybe it's actually the Wizard. That could be interesting. I wonder if it's the Wizard. Maybe it's Bob. Huh. I don't know. It's probably the oldest listener is probably fucking Tony. Just kidding, brother. I love you. Thank you for putting this up. And hopefully this will be up. Tony assured me that this will be up by the pay-per-view tomorrow or the network special tomorrow.
Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit bottomlinemerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gum fuckery.
I haven't bled this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturgio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Another thing that happened, there's another one for the count, AJ Styles wins the U.S. title at a house show. And from the pictures I saw from all of our friends posting pictures of this on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, it looked like there were a lot of empty seats in Madison Square Garden for a house show. Now, granted, it's a house show. Granted, it's the summer. A Friday night in the summer where a lot of people go down the shore. And that's, and for those of you who aren't from Jersey or Long Island or New York or basically Jersey, from people from North Jersey, when we go to the beach, we say go down the shore. And most of our listeners are in New Jersey, so I just wasted a bunch of your fucking time with that statement. So yeah, a lot of people down the shore, but still, like, MSG, fucking, the loaded card that they had, I think the only, you know what, I have the card right here. Let me pull up the card from Madison Square Garden, the show on last night at MSG. But AJ Styles did win the belt on that show. And as far as I know, I don't know what their schedule is. I don't know if they have a show tonight. I don't know if they have a show tomorrow night. I think they do actually have a house show tomorrow night while the pay-per-view, which is another asinine thing, running shows against... I can understand if you run shows against Raw, but I'm pretty sure they have a house show tomorrow night. By the time this is up, it could be tonight, Sunday night, July 9th. I'm pretty sure they have a house show going against Great Balls of Fire. So I would not be shocked if Kevin Owens wins it back tomorrow night. But I also would not be shocked if AJ keeps it to Battleground or something like that, or maybe even a SummerSlam. I don't know. But, and the whole logic has always been the same, but when people win championships on house shows, it's obviously to try to boost attendance, and it's anything can happen. And again, I'm not telling anyone something they don't already know. Because if you're listening to this show, you know the reason why championships change hands on house shows. It's to let people know that anything can happen. And it's to let, it's to pop the live crowd. It's to get good video. It's to get possible new network, especially now with the network, to get network content. For an AJ Styles DVD, or for this and that. The main reason is to boost attendance, and from what I saw, unless that section just happened to be by maybe like the intro, like the staging or something, and maybe they just didn't tarp it off or something like that. I don't know, but it looked like there were a lot of empty seats. And let me just go down the card here for you guys, for those who, all right, so right off the bat, you have Shinsuke Nakamura, one of those popular guys in all of the WWE. So he's on the show. Ziggler's on the show, whatever. I'm just gonna go through like the reasons why mainstream fans will go. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose on the show. Obviously, they're on the same brand, so Samoa Joe and The Miz, four top-tier talents. The Cruiserweight title match was supposed to be Austin Aries. Cedric Alexander replaced him. Neville, all right, whatever. People, honestly. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, two top-tier guys. Finn Balor, his debut. Oh, yes, and also, mind you, that was Shinsuke Nakamura's debut as well at MSG. AJ Styles, MSG debut? No, it wasn't. It was Finn and Shinsuke's debut. Pretty big deals. I mean, unless people don't care about these guys as much as I thought. The Hardys returning to MSG after what? 10 years? 8, 9, 10 years? Maybe it was less than that. When did they leave? Maybe like 8 years, we'll say. The Hardys return after 8 years to MSG and It's again, summer, Friday, New York, And by the way, don't get me started on the commute situation to the city and the train schedules that we're all, anyone in this area, are about to go through. I wish all of you the best through the summer of hell, as it was quoted by New York's Governor Cuomo. It's going to be bad. For those of you who don't know, major reconstruction of the New York City subway system or train system, which obviously takes New Jersey Transit, the Long Island Railroad, and Amtrak from Boston all the way down to fucking, you know, I don't know how far it goes. Maybe Florida. But I know for at least it goes to Baltimore, because I would take trains from there to Baltimore and to Washington. So it's they're reducing the amount of trains from New Jersey to the amount of tracks for trains by like 20% or something like that. It's going to be bad. So that's going to suck for me if I have a show in the city. I don't drive to the city. It scares the fuck out of me. I live 20 minutes away from the city. I don't drive. So it's God bless you if you have to make that commute. So I guess all those factors considered, maybe people just didn't want to deal with it. But yeah, the Hardys, Finn, Shinsuke, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Samoa Joe, The Miz, and I haven't seen a total of attendance, an attendance total, but it didn't look good from the pictures. So hopefully it was just either a staged image maybe that section was not tarped off, but they weren't selling seats in it because maybe it was by staging. But I don't even think the staging's that big on house shows there. I don't think it is. So that's scary, first and foremost, because the Garden in the biggest, you know, the best city in the world, and who has access to Connecticut, New Jersey, you know, as far up as Boston, if they want to come down for a show at the Garden, it's weird, man. It's just weird. But I'm very confused, and I'm very. I didn't realize that neither Brock or Cena were on the show. That's a little weird. They relied. The main event was Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. That's a little odd. That's like. I don't know why this analogy popped into my head, but it's like, to me, that's like only announcing two matches for that ECW pay-per-view that they did. Like, it's, I know it's not the same thing, but like, why wouldn't you have John Cena? He just returned on SmackDown, which I guess, I forgot about that. So I guess we're going to have him versus Rusev at Battleground, which Rusev also returned on SmackDown. So, but you wouldn't have Cena on a show at the Garden? You wouldn't have Brock on a show at the Garden? Triple H doesn't make an appearance on a show at the Garden? I mean, I understand it's, and they did dual brand it, because you had Shinsuke and Dolph, you had Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, so you dual branded the house show. That's bizarre to me, man. That's odd. You can't convince Mick Foley to come out. I mean, I don't know what he is for health wise, but not that he'd be a big draw anyway. But so yeah, very very confusing. How long have I been going here? Let's see. Wow, 33 minutes. What else do I have? You know what? I guess that'll wrap it up. I've been binge-watching the WCW. I'll let you guys... You know what I'm going to do now? Like Lee Marshall used to do the Road Report. I'm going to give you an update on where I am in my WCW watching. Because I'm getting to the point now where it gets a little... Where the needle starts to point the other direction. We were hot. Sting Hogan. NWO running wild. Formation of the Wolfpack, still okay. Lex Luger joining the Wolfpack, still okay. Sting joining the Wolfpack, still okay. Heading turn around. Dennis Rodman's back. Karl Malone's back. Eric Bischoff starts doing his late night gimmick, leading to what we all know is probably one of the worst matches and angles and gimmicks in WCW history. So we're the needle where I'm at in WCW. Right now I have on my screen is Monday Nitro, July 6th, 1998. And I'll go to the description because I haven't finished watching it yet. I actually just started it. Goldberg defends the United States Championship. Oh, this is the one. I'm at the one where Hogan... It's Hogan-Goldberg, I guess. Which I guess is the only positive, because Goldberg was as over as anyone. So if that was the one positive in this area, it'd be that. But we're getting to the point where the needle starts turning the other way for WCW. And it's it's sad when you go back and you watch. Like, I've watched every single Nitro, every single Thunder. Even though it's not on the network, I've been able to finagle that. And I probably could be able to finagle the Saturday nights, too. But it just, again, not enough time in a day, I guess. So we're July 6, 1998. And now we're really, the Wolfpack is one way, the NWO is the other way. And, like, and NWO Black and White is actually still pretty strong. And I really can't wait till we get back in the studio so we can do a whole hour on the NWO. Because I don't think we've ever done that. And while everyone else in the world has talked about the NWO, we haven't. At least not in 5 years that I can remember. Or six years. And 6 years is just a couple months. That's pretty wild. But at this point in time, in the NWO Black and White, you have Hogan, the Giant, who just comes back in with really no explanation other than, I guess, his hatred for Kevin Nash. So Kevin Nash starts the Wolfpack. And so now Hogan was able to convince the Giant to come back to the NWO Black and White because he hated Nash. So at this point in the NWO Black and White, actually at this point in NWO Wolfpack, yeah, Savage is still kind of there. Although I think this is where he kind of got hurt and is weaned out. And Henning had already turned on Conan. I think at the Great American Bash. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was Great American Bash. So in Wolfpack, you're pretty much down to, you know, the four that pretty much maintain the stay: Nash, Conan, Sting, and Luger. And now Sting is all of a sudden. See, this is the only thing that upsets me about when the Wolfpack formed and Sting joining it. I had no problem with it, really, but it just devalued Sting when he was the hottest character that they had. That's all. So you have, in the NWO Wolfpack, you have, I think Savage is still around in it on July 6th. You have Conan, Savage, Sting, Nash, and Luger. Black and White, you have Hogan, the Giant, Scott Hall, Brian Adams, the Disciple, Vincent, Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner, Henning, Rude, and I think Dusty Rhodes is still festering around. So you have 10 guys in the Black and White, and I probably missed somebody. Maybe Vincent. I don't know if I mentioned him. And then you have the Japanese guys. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to, from memory, see if I could list every single member of the NWO that there ever was. Like, ever. Like, all of them. And then just, like, see if I could do it. Like, I wanted to challenge myself to see if I could, because you had some weird fuckers in that group sometimes. So I wanted to do that. I didn't do that. Maybe I'll do that. If I do another solo show, I'll continue to update you on where I am in my WCW watching. So there's that, and we're getting right into the Karl Malone stuff, which was okay. And then the Leno stuff, which, again, I've said it a million times, I'm all about bringing in mainstream talent for wrestling. I'm all about it. Leno thing probably wasn't the greatest idea, but it happened. So anyway, my WCW is July 6, 1998 right now, where the needle just starts to turn in the other direction. You know what I should have been doing is been watching the Raws too that correspond with this, but I haven't. Maybe I'll do that next, because I'm watching Raws from like 2001. After, like, I started from the Invasion, and now I'm going into 2002 where he brings in the NWO again. Hey, look at that! It all ties together. It all ties together, people. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get to Fastlane, aka Great Balls of Fire. I might call it the Fire Lane. That's what I'm calling it. This pay-per-view is now called Fire Lane, guys. It's the Fire Lane. No parking in the Fire Lane. Here we go, guys. Oh, wait. You know what? Before I do get to that, Dixie Carter, man. What's up with that shit, bro? Dude, Dixie Carter is being interviewed for the Kurt Angle special, and she's now tweeting at WWE and congratulating AJ Styles and stuff. Listen, I'm not putting the cart before the horse here. I'm not getting nuts. But if WWE ever wanted to bring a Vicky Guerrero-style character back, obviously Vicky Guerrero would be the one, because she's super mega talented, and Dixie Carter's promos aren't nearly as good as Vicky's were. But if you wanted to do that, and you wanted to do like a little heel-ish character, Dixie could work, man. And I don't see it happening, but there's obviously a relationship there now. There's obviously something there. Maybe it's the combined ill will towards the new regime of Global Force or Impact. I don't know, but that's something to watch, dude. Dude and dudettes, by the way, brother and sisters. Keep an eye on that. It could be nothing, but just keep an eye on that, because that's a little strange. That's a little weird. Maybe, stranger things have happened with Bischoff coming back, but not Bischoff didn't come back as soon as Vince bought WCW. It took a couple years. Bischoff didn't. Dixie Carter was has been out of power at Impact for what? I don't know. Not a year. So, and she's already in working relationships with WWE. Part of it, I guess, is maybe her desire to be a mainstream star or her to have a show or to be recognized. But I'm telling you right now, when there's smoke, there's fire, and there's obviously already a little flame. Keep an eye on that, man. All right. I'm going to get to Fire Lane right here. Great Balls of Fire Lane. All right, let's go down the card here. We have... We'll go bottom up. Big Cass, Enzo. Big Cass, right? Right? Seems like a no-brainer to me. But again, I have no idea. We'll do Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks. Ooh. Do I see a title change? No, I don't think I do. Sasha Banks. Alexa Bliss, sorry. Let's go with Miz Ambrose. See, this is the one that's confusing me. I could see them, because I don't... This is like the feud that never ends. It's like fucking Lamb Chop with that fucking stupid song, that this is a song that never ends, and I'm probably dating myself with that. But I could see Ambrose winning, but I will stay the course. No, you know what? I'm going to say Ambrose. Sorry, Miz. Ambrose wins the belt. Then they do one more match, maybe at SummerSlam, and then Nat puts the kibosh on this fucking feud. Unless they have something in line for Miz, maybe with like a celebrity or some shit like that. So I'm going to go Ambrose. If out of all the ones that I say here, that's probably the one I'm going to get wrong. But I'm going to say Ambrose. Braun Roman. Roman is, from all like whatever like I've been seeing, he's going to be the guy that's going to be challenging whoever the champion is at SummerSlam, which means we're probably getting Brock Roman, like no matter what. So like if they wanted to keep, I think like I see this is tough, and this is what I like about it, because you don't really know. So I'm going to go ahead and say that I want to say Braun. Like, you have no idea how bad I want to say Braun Strowman, and it's not because I hate Roman Reigns. It's because I think Roman Reigns is going to get that match no matter what, if he wins or loses. But, I'm going Roman Reigns. I don't want to, but I will. What did I miss? Oh, the Hardys versus Sheamus and Cesaro. I think this is an Iron Man match, if I'm not mistaken, like a 30-minute Iron Man match. I'm going Hardys. That long pause is me wondering why I said that so fast. Yeah, I'll say Hardys. I'll probably get all... I think I got every Money in the Bank one right. I'm probably going to get every one of these wrong. Brock, Joe, Brock. You know what I just noticed? Finn Balor's not on this card. Finn Balor, who's he? Is he... Oh, he's feuding with fucking Elias. He's feuding with Elias Samson. Please tell me that doesn't have pre-show written all over it. Hold on one second. I'm going to the website. Please tell me that doesn't have pre-show written on it. If this is on the Fire Lane pre-show... It doesn't look like it's even been a... Tozawa versus Neville. What's that? That should be a good match. I didn't know that was on the card. Oh, that's on the kickoff show. Oh, Neville. So they might... Unless they add that match to the show, or unless they get involved in the Hardys in the tag match, that's very freaking weird that they don't have Finn on this show. But hey, maybe they're waiting for it or something. But that's just a weird feud, man. I feel bad for Finn Balor. All right, guys. Anyway, I've done how long? Wow, 45 minutes. Guys, again, thank you very much for listening. I know I ramble when I do these shows by myself, but you know it's something that I'm gonna have to get used to, I guess, if I ever want to do a bonus show or maybe even my own thing, like maybe like a hockey podcast or you know an action figure podcast or even like a Maybe me and Hornswoggle will start a Muppets podcast. Ooh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Guys, let's take care of, I guess, some business at the end of the show. Again, I don't prepare plugs when I do these because they're really just kind of like a bonus show. But go support our friends at WrestlePro, WrestlePROOnline.com. They have a show, a big show, actually. Well, a big show this Thursday in Allentown, New Jersey. That's a big state fair in Allentown, New Jersey, which I think is like Sussex County. I'm not sure. For those of you here, I'll have to map quest that. I do plan on going to that. I'm very excited. Ryback, Cody Rhodes, speaking of Hornswoggle, Swoggle will be on the show. Impacts, Mario Bokura, Fala Ba. And again, big ups to those three guys, Mario, Fala, and KM, for just crushing it on Impact each week. Fucking love those guys. Our friends, our favorites, the Heavenly Bodies, Anthony Bowens, Bobby Wayward, Pat Buck, the lady, Casey Cattell, will be on that show. I'm just basically reading off everyone that's on the poster. So it's all the great guys, you know, Chris A.B. Kuehling, you know, CPA, Habib, all the guys, all the support WrestlePro, support Wildcat Sports, Wildcat Sports with a K, .com, CZWrestling.com, OnPointWrestling.com, you know, Smash. Oh, congratulations. Before I go, Smash Wrestling just securing a deal with the Fight Network up in Canada. Obviously, everyone knows that Smash and they're very good friends of ours. They provide they provided us with some great guests to promote their shows like Tyson Dukes. And others that I probably don't even remember. I think Player Evil from up there. So congratulations to them on the deal. They'll be airing right after Impact, Global Force Impact, up in Canada. So congratulations to them. What else? Capital Wrestling, you know, House of Glory. Oh, and Eboy FBO, a.k.a. LAX from Impact, had to relinquish their House of Glory Tag Team Championships. I'll be heading up to that show up in, I think, August 18th with an appearance by Bret Hart. Very excited, guys. A lot of great shows coming up. I have no bachelor parties, no weddings, no family commitments for these shows coming up. So I can't wait to get back in the fold, especially when WrestlePro returns to Rawway. But I will be at the show this Thursday in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm super pumped. I'm super pumped to get back with the boys of the Shining Wizards. Guys, Pro Wrestling Tees, we have a sale going on till Monday. The whole store has a sale. So get your Shining Wizards t-shirts. Tank tops are available for the summer, so if you want to show the guns, like guys like Moth and like Destruction and all these boys do with their cut-off shirts, fucking get them. 20% off, man. And we got some cool designs. We got our ECW tribute logo. We have our 8-bit logo. We have, you know, our Shining Wizards Network NWO-style logo. Our punk rock logo, which is obviously the Ramones logo, but we can't really say that on the website or else we'll get sued. So prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. Go support all the good independent wrestling that is out there. And follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Garifo. On Instagram, Shining Wizards Kevin. Tweet at me if you like the show, if you hate the show. Leave a review on iTunes. I'll leave a review on Amazon, if that's a thing. And just let us know, man. Because we've been doing this for a long time, and I know our summer schedule. We're kind of like in the off-season. We're like Law and Order, like kind of like went away for the summer. And we'll come back with all new episodes in like September. But we're still trying to provide you with content, so... and hopefully maybe one of Matt's events will get rained out soon so we'll do a studio, Matt's studio show. So hopefully that can happen. Not that I'm wishing him not work because we all need fucking money. But anyway, I'm rambling on the exit. Tony, play something good to send us off. Thank you very much, guys, and we'll see you soon. Thanks a lot. Turn music off.
Yo, Dave, what's happening?
Yo, Bill, what's up?
What you doing tonight?
I'm down here working on the internet, checking out some shit, gonna lay down some where the motherfucking cheese go away.
Damn, bitch, what you doing down there? You doing wing guys again?
Yeah, it's alright. I do what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm getting hungry. What time you
get
home tonight?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll get home sometime, but, you know, there's a lot of shit's going on, and, you know, I gotta do my thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, dude. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. So, like, you know, think about some shit tonight. That's the shit I like to eat. I like all kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying? I like the pudding. I like the mozzarella cheese shit. I like to get the, you know, the all the pepperonis and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. Give me a pepperoni one time. Oh, yeah, that's what I talk about. Sometimes I lay in bed and I'm having some bad dreams. Bad motherfucking dreams, I'm saying. Whoa, I'm saying, I'm taking back myself. I'm saying, taking back. And I gotta get my baby a car.
What's up, baby? Still all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just had some bad motherfucking dreams. You know, you can do me a favor, baby.
What's that, huh? Anything you want, baby?
Let me bring you over some, bring over something to eat. You do that, give me something to eat there, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me something like fat like that. Oh. Where the cheese go?
What's that?
Where the motherfucking cheese go at?
Oh, what do you want? You want some cheese, man?
Oh, yeah, baby, I want some. Where the cheese go?
I don't know.
Where the cheese go at?
I don't know.
Bitch, get your ass over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm sleeping. I've been having these dreams. I've been having these bad motherfucking dreams. I'm dreaming about the cheeses.
All right, baby, I'll come right over. I'll stop at the Papa John or something. I'll get you something to eat.
Hey, come on, I'm being a little edible. I just don't hungry for the red motherfucking cheese. I need some cheese in this shit. Yeah, I'm gonna have to play you something. Yeah. I'm gonna play it too. Hey.
Oh,
man. You call that Papa John's?
Yeah.
Where the cheese go? Bitch, where the motherfucking cheese at? And I need it tonight. I need some of that cheese. I'm gonna get that shit on my side head. Hello, what's up? Hello? Refrigerator, get myself a piece of American cheese. Shit, that fucking shit.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Mozzarella cheese.
I ain't on blue cheese, fucking. Oh, man.
Munster cheese.
Oh, man. Bitch, just stay home. I'll get some fucking cheese at tomorrow, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, where did cheese go?
Where did cheese go at? Live on the internet.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah!
Get some Moe up in this shit.
All right. All right, guys. We are Ween. Thanks for flying Ween Radio. We'll see you out there somewhere. Good night.
Fuck it!